Thanks for joining us. A new survey from the mindfulness app called Headspace finds that work-related stress is leading to an abnormally high rate of breakups and divorces, with 71% of respondents reporting that work stress caused a personal relationship to end. More from attorney Jennifer Hargrave, managing partner of Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. Jennifer, what are you hearing?
Well, I mean, I always think financial issues are a symptom, and I think work-related stress can be a factor that, maybe you're working more because you need more money, right? You're taking job promotions that are more demanding on your time or whatnot as you climb the corporate ladder. But I think when we have a position that increases the stress, we really have to look at the overall impact, not only on our time and how we're coping with the stress, but what that means for the family, right? Yeah. Because it trickles down. So if you're having to work extended nights, if you're having to travel all the time for work, if you know your work is keeping you awake at night and all of that, that has a very significant impact on your spouse and the parenting responsibilities and the household responsibilities. And so it's really important to acknowledge that this workplace stress is impacting you and your health, and it is also impacting your family.
Jeez, I didn't even think about the health aspect of all that. So, scenario might be spouse takes the promotion, longer hours, higher stress, comes home, not in the mood to talk, bad mood, edgy, no sex, angry at the kids, kicks the dog, right? I mean, you know.
Increased alcohol consumption.
Oh, that too, yeah, okay. So all those things are combining here.
I mean, you know, when we're dealing with stress, we have a variety of coping mechanisms, and it's very common that substance abuse or substance dependency can really arise during these periods of stress. And so it's really important to, you know, just be aware and be paying attention to how do you deal with stress, right? There are healthy ways to deal with stress, especially in the short term. When we're dealing with prolonged periods of stress, I mean, that is taxing at all levels and can have serious, significant health concerns. So we have to be aware of these things, and we have to be mindful about them. And if we just sort of resort to a default mode, we could end up not only destroying our marriages, but destroying ourselves. So it's important.
We're speaking with Jennifer Hargrave, attorney and managing partner of Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. We're talking about work-related stress causing breakups and divorces. So what do you do here? I guess I'm sort of asking you to play counselor, since you probably do to a certain extent. But I mean, if you're the one feeling the stress, or you're perhaps the spouse or partner who's watching somebody else feel the stress, I don't know, can you use code words like to help each other out? What do you do?
The first thing is, like I said, acknowledge it and look and see what the stressors are that are kind of the trickle down effect, right? So if your spouse is having to pick up more of the parenting responsibilities and more of the household responsibilities, now might be a great time to bring in extra help. You know, get somebody to help pick up kids after school, get somebody to help with more of the household responsibilities.
Hold on, I just took the promotion because I need more money.
Yeah. Right. Well, then, and so factor that in when you're looking at the income you're going to be receiving for the promotion. You need to factor in what the added costs of that are going to be.
Yeah. It's Jennifer Hargrave, managing partner of Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.